Good Monday. Today is October the 28th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, on Friday, the USDA released its most recent cattle on feed report. We found cattle on feed down slightly from a year ago, which justifies where some of the prices have been lately. We're going to take a look at the details of the report after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The USDA's most recent cattle on feed report came out last week. It's the October 1 cattle on feed report that was just released on Friday. Now, cattle and calves on feed for slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.6 million head on October 1st. That inventory was slightly below what the USDA reported a year ago for the October report. Now, the inventory included 7 million steers and steer calves, up 1% from the previous year, and this group accounted for 60% of the total inventory. Heifer and heifer calves accounted for 4.6 million head. That's down 1% from 2023. And placements and feedlots during September totaled 2.16 million head, 2% below a year ago. Now, net placements were 2.1 million head. During September, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were 430,000 head. The 600-699-pound animals were 330,000 head. And the 7-799-pound were at 465,000 head, with the 8-899 pounders at 526,000 head, while the 9-999 pounders were at 305,000 head, and then the 1,000 pound or greater were at 100,000 head. Now, marketings of fed cattle during September totaled 1.7 million head. That was 2% above what it was a year ago. Taking a look at comments from the analysts, Friday's October 1st cattle on feed report will likely be viewed in one of two ways, according to livestock analyst Shay Lee Stewart. There's a chance that traders will find the report slightly bearish solely because the report's actual data came in higher than the analyst estimate. However, the hope is traders will opt to dig deeper into the report to find it to be neutral, as overall that's what the data shows. Now, regarding the placement data, they don't find it alarming that placements during September totaled 2,156,000 head, as from a ground level perspective, it makes logical sense. Drought conditions have spread across the vast majority of the U.S. and Mexico. Feeder cattle imports thus far through 2024 have totaled 1,074,937 head, which is up 16.6% compared to a year ago. Not to mention the fall feeder cattle run is fully underway, and large percentages of calves and feeders that are being marketed through the sale barns, video auctions, or by the country buyers are working their way into feedlots once again. Drought pressures limiting some of that fall grazing. So they don't believe the market will be fixed on this report for long. There seems to be enough supportive market fundamentals at play that are helping drive the complex higher. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Stick with livestock, but talk about the dairy industry, as four centers under the USDA's Dairy Business Innovation Initiative provide financial support and technical assistance to dairy growers seeking ways to grow and innovate their operations. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
A visit to this year's World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin provided Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack opportunity to discuss innovation via
Dairy Innovation Centers.
These centers are the hubs for development, production, marketing, and distribution of dairy products within USDA's Dairy Business Innovation Initiative grant program. The Agricultural Marketing Service oversees DBI, designed to support small and mid-sized dairy businesses with product development and promotion needs.
To date, we've invested $64 million in these innovation centers, helping to fund over 600 new opportunities for dairy producers in 40 states across the country. Really focused on value-added opportunities and modernizing dairy facilities for small and mid-sized operations.
The funding of DBI initiatives includes the most recent awards.
We're adding another $11 million $1 million to those dairy innovation centers.
There are currently 4 dairy business innovation centers.
There's one in Wisconsin the University of Wisconsin's engaged in. There's one in Tennessee. The University of Tennessee is involved. Vermont has one through their Vermont Agency for Agriculture, Food, and Markets. And California has one through Cal State at Fresno.
So what are examples of DBI initiative-funded projects, and how do they look on the ground level? From the list of recent grant-awarded projects comes efforts by the Pacific Coast Coalition to provide resources to dairy growers tapping into higher-value uses for milk, such as artisan cheeses or organic dairy products, as well as efforts by the University of Tennessee Dairy Innovation Center to increase abilities of producers to implement whole-of-dairy approaches to their operation, from product safety to farm sustainability, all while increasing resiliency within supply chains. Secretary Vilsack adds through DBI projects,
we know that they can leverage significant investment and that they can create new opportunities for farm families across the country.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.